Lawmakers return to Concord tomorrow to take up Governor Maggie Hassan's veto of the Republican-backed budget. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports leaders from both parties are still working to strike a deal that would result in something that has eluded them all summer, a bipartisan two-year budget.
Since Hassan vetoed the budget in June, she and Republican leadership in the House and Senate have met almost every week to try to craft a plan the three sides can agree on. But as House Speaker Sean Jasper says, there hasn't been much progress.
That's been part of the issue. We keep meeting and we keep, you know, agreeing to disagree.
Those meetings have continued into this week, but still no plan has been put into writing. What is clear is that any compromise budget is likely to hinge on one issue, the state's business taxes. Specifically, whether to cut them, how much to cut them by, and how to pay for any cuts. The Republican-backed cuts would lower the rates of the state's two main business taxes, phased in over 3 years. These taxes combined are the state's largest revenue source. Hassan has said repeatedly that these cuts would only benefit large corporations and would, quote, blow a $90 million hole in future budgets. Republicans, including Majority Senate Leader Jeb Bradley, strongly disagree, saying these cuts are necessary to attract more businesses. Bradley says his party will not sign off on a new proposal unless they are included.
She has told us numerous times that she doesn't believe that the business taxes are appropriate. Well, we disagree, and that's where we're at.
During this budget stalemate, the state has been running on spending levels from the last fiscal year. In most cases, this means that state agencies are now getting less money than they would be getting under the vetoed budget. The last public negotiations were back in July, when Hassan introduced what she called a compromise budget plan. The proposal included the business tax cuts, but also added several new taxes and fees. Republicans immediately rejected it, but have indicated they would approve a pay raise for state employees. That is something Hassan pushed for in her plan. As far as Hassan is concerned, her latest offer is still on the table.
I again am encouraging legislative leaders to come up with a counterproposal so that we can continue moving towards a solution.
It's unclear whether Hassan's last offer will be the basis for any compromise, but both sides agree there is no path forward without a bipartisan budget deal. Here's House Speaker Jasper.
I'm a pragmatist. We can't override the governor's veto without the support of our Democratic colleagues in the House and the Senate. And clearly that won't happen unless the governor says, okay.
Lawmakers are also expected to take up several bills the governor vetoed earlier this year. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.